Hey, chiropractors, welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery with your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, where we discuss the latest in marketing, business, and professional growth with some of the leading experts in the industry. Welcome to another episode of Modern Chiropractic Mastery. This is your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, and today I'm going to do a solo episode, and we're going to talk about creating margin in your life. And we've talked about this before in the podcast, but had a little bit more different take on, a little more expanded version of it. Building out a margin expander tool for our coaching clients. And it's something that we're really trying to focus on here at MCM is, I think sometimes with professional development, call it coaching, whatever you want to, it can be just more or just all motivation, you know, and gets things done. And you got to work hard. There's just no doubt about that. But I think what we are trying to do for our clients, and in a lot of ways succeeding in that, in some ways getting better at it, but it's more about improving margin in our chiropractors' lives. And we're going to kind of dive into what that looks like, and it's multifaceted. But before I do that, you have to know what stage of life you're in, right? My life now at 45, married with two kids and 20 years into practice, looks a lot different than it did at 30. Or even 33 or 35, you know, and so you have to understand that there is a really hardworking period of time of your life, and you have to be okay with that. And I do believe too many, and I'm not generalizing any type of age group. I think this happens in multiple generations, not just the current one, but it could have been 25 years ago, 30 years ago. But I think you see it more now just because social media is so brutal and people see the 45-year-old being able to do X, Y, and Z. And so then the 28-year-old, the 30-year-old, the 35-year-old wants that as well, that kind of work-life balance. But they didn't see that the person that's 55 years old just, you know, knuckles bleeding work for 20 years, 15 years, 30 years to get there. And then started to chip away at these margins. And so you do have to work hard and you have to get there and know that if you continue to do the right things, you will be able to increase the margins in life and work towards it. And it's always a fluid situation, right? Like we're going to go over 8 different aspects of improving margin in your life in this episode. And it is a fluid situation. So you need to kind of audit yourself every so often to see where you're at and where you can improve that. And that's part of the tool we're putting together for our clients to work through that. But I'm just going to cover the 8 kind of briefly and certain things that you can start considering yourself, how you're doing in these. Do a little bit of a mini self-audit. But, you know, ultimately creating ideal margins in life. And you've heard that word margin maybe with profit margin. But it just means, you know, it's building a buffer or extra capacity to handle, you know, unexpected challenges, reduce stress, and enhance well-being, you know, and I think that's ultimately what we're looking for, where you have some kind of peace of mind around these aspects. And when you don't have margin in these, and some folks, as I read this off, you might have no margin in any of them or only margin in one. And that's where, you know, burnout happens and frustration and you just become disenchanted with the profession or sometimes even with life. So let's dive in. Margin. You know, the first one is finances. You know, that's a big one. We know that. I'm just going to dive into that one. You know, financial margin provides security and freedom to handle emergencies or invest in growth and feeling good about how you're doing that. You know, an example would be having a really solid emergency fund and have that liquidity behind you that you feel good about. It also means you have good profit margin. We've heard, again, mentioned that. Your business has good profit margin. It means it has good cash flow. You know, example, the difference between profit margin and cash flow could be you could have confidence in your profit margin at the end of the year, but you didn't have confidence throughout the year in your cash flow. You could have had a couple snags throughout that year, but ultimately had, you know, really good months and it made up for it and things like that. But that's something that we try to work a lot with our clients is understanding what financial health is and ultimately margin in your finances. So that's a big one. I think we all know about that, but you want to create margin. And, you know, when that air conditioning breaks at your house and it's $7,000, you have $7,000. That's nice. That's a good feeling. It's not fun to spend the $7,000 on the air conditioning, but it's also a lot better than putting on a credit card that you can't pay off, right? So financial margin would be number one. Let's take a break from today's episode and announce our first sponsor. This is going to be Propel Marketing and Design. I've known Darcy Sullivan for years. We've worked hand in hand on my websites. I don't trust anybody else to do this search engine optimization. She does a great job. There's so much to it. A lot of the lingo and the words are beyond my comprehension, but it's just amazing work that she does. And if you're really going to get results with Google, you have to make sure your website is SEO optimized. And I really don't want you doing it yourself as a chiropractor. So you just have to have this type of stuff done. And if you're looking to get more organic online traffic that pulls in new patients, Propel Marketing and Design is currently offering chiropractors who listen to this podcast a free SEO website review. The free review will help you uncover methods that will improve your website and boost your search engine visibility. Head over to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor and schedule your free SEO website review. You won't regret it. She gets great results. Your website needs this. Your search results need this. Head on over there to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor to get your free SEO website review. Number two that a lot of people think about is time, right? Extra time reduces stress and allows flexibility for unexpected needs or opportunities. Now, I think we are a little bit handcuffed here as doctors, where we do have to have a schedule of treating patients. Now, I'm going to talk about time for a little bit. A lot of you have half days throughout the week, a couple of those. That gives you some time margin to schedule things with your kids or your doctor's appointments or your errands or your health, you know, like working out. So I think on the overall, most chiropractors have good schedules, right? Some half days throughout the week, where a lot of professionals are busting it from like 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and they got no wiggle room until the weekend. And so we've got some good margin there. Typically, as a chiropractor, we get a little bit bogged down with the fact that we have to, you know, have a patient schedule. So if you have patients from, you know, 9 to 12 and 2 to 6 on a Monday, and then something happens with a kid at 10 a.m., it's a little tricky there for sure. But obviously, if something's an emergency, you can always reschedule patients. So you do have some margin there. But, you know, as you progress in your career and you build a business that's thriving, you hire a team and have other doctors. And so if something were to happen, or, you know, most recently for me, we had our kids' parent-teacher meetings, and I want to be to there. So it was right in the smack dab of my Wednesday treatment schedule, but I blocked it off in advance, and all was good. So there's a little margin there as far as time. And so it's important, you know, leave gaps in your schedule. Say no to low-priority commitments, and try to get ahead of your schedule a few weeks in advance. This is a big thing we talk about. I'm not going to dive too much into time blocking and calendar, but that's something that we work with our clients a lot on, getting ahead of their calendar and putting things on there. So time margin is important. The next one I talk about is energy, physical, mental, right? So energy reserves help you stay productive and resilient under pressure. A lot of times when someone is not resilient under pressure, it's because of fatigue. And it's even like the difference between in a football game, the players in the first quarter versus the fourth quarter, right? Like a lot of games you'll see just completely switch in the fourth quarter because one team is just just physically, mentally not there. And some teams thrive at the end of games. And why is that? But, you know, physical, some of that is mental, right, as we can imagine. So it's really important to keep that physical and mental energy margin you have. Make sure you're sleeping well, eating well, exercise, you know, take breaks, recharge, things like that. And you got to make sure that you're doing enough to have energy margin. Again, that's physical and mental. And you want to have those energy reserves to help you stay productive and resilient under pressure. Because if you don't have any margin of energy, you're going to not be as resilient throughout your days, weeks, months, and years. Okay. Let's take a short break for one of our great sponsors, TrackStat. It is a new type of software plugin for your EHR that combines patient communication, marketing, automation, and statistics with patient and employee tracking. Built by chiropractors for chiropractors, it shows your team what to focus on each day. See patient visit habits, missing information, unpaid bills, insurance collection visit average, and more. Great visibility of data so you can focus on filling your office with your best patients. When you can see what your staff and patients are doing or not doing and take action accordingly, your profits naturally grow. Take TrackStat for a test drive in your office with our free trial. Not a techie? No problem. We can help. To get started on your free trial, visit TrackStat.org and watch the demo. That is TrackStat.org. The next one, number four, is going to be relationships. So relationships, margin in your relationships allows for deeper connections and time to nurture key relationships. I think that's very important with your team, with your family, and even with your connections in the community, right? So forming deep relationships in your community is going to be very beneficial. Consider limiting shallow commitments and dedicate regular quality time to loved ones. I think the relationship side of things is very, very important. And frankly, that's one of the reasons our mastermind has done so well in the sense of the results people have gotten within the mastermind and the fact that it's such a high, kind of a crazy high percentage of our members recommit each year, and the relationship building that goes on in there, not in a kind of woo-woo way, but just in the fact that we know we've got good connections with a handful of members within a mastermind that are going through similar things, helps you go get through certain struggles. And so I think that's been very beneficial. I know it has been for me, and then be able to facilitate two groups and do that seven weekends a year has just been amazing for my relationship margin as it pertains to the professional side. Okay. Next is going to be work. So margin of work. Work margin prevents overwork and boosts efficiency, right? You don't want to be overworked. You want to feel like you are not in that constant overwhelm. And I know that's hard when you get a busy practice, but that's why you need to design it. And that's one thing we try to do for our clients, again, is design a practice that's got healthy profit margins and is growing, and then you understand when you need to reinvest so that you and your other team members are not getting overworked. You want to feel like, yeah, I have time to get my notes done. I have time to treat patients. I don't feel like at the end of the day, I just got, run through the ringer. That's going to happen. There's no doubt about it, but you want a path out of that, right? And so definitely want some margin of work. Next is emotional capacity. And again, I put together eight. You might find some other ones, but as I kind of went through this, I did some research around it. I really felt like these are very good and very comprehensive. So emotional capacity. Emotional margin supports resilience and balanced reactions to stress, right? So I think we all can relate to that. So emotional margin supports resilience and balanced reactions to stress. As a leader, whether you're leading the whole team, family, or your patients, you need to have that balanced reaction. It's kind of keeping that stability within all of it, right? And so you got to have, maybe it's meditation, maybe it's self-care, maybe it's, setting certain boundaries, but I think we all can relate to that emotional margin in times of life where maybe you didn't have any emotional margin. And sometimes that's going to be hard, right? If there's tragedies or super challenging times, we all can relate to that, to where you probably didn't have much margin of emotional capacity. And that's normal when you're going through something crazy hard like that. But we at some point want to get out of that. Maybe going through divorce, some things like that. There's going to be a struggle on that emotional capacity, but you will get through that at a certain point. But then sometimes people don't have anything super challenging in a sense going on, and they're still struggling with the emotional capacity. So we need to work on that. Let's take a short break from today's episode to tell you about the best decision I've made in my clinic in the last 10 years. And that has been adding shockwave therapy to our clinic. The outcomes have been really impressive. Certain conditions we were struggling with in the past, we're now seeing results with the shockwave therapy for that. And second of all, the ROI has been really good. You know, when you make a big investment in something, you want to see a return. And we're seeing that return in clinical outcomes and in our investment. And that's been really nice to see. I chose Keenest Medical for four reasons. One is the technology is top notch. You have to have great technology. There's a lot out there that isn't quite up to snuff. The second thing is they have a really good clinical training. They have an exclusive partnership with Academy of Shockwave Excellence so that you can become clinically proficient in shockwave. You do need to get skilled at it. I think that's a big differentiator between practices that are getting great results and seeing the ROI is they have a great clinical aspect to that as well. So you want to get trained appropriately. Third is they have in-house service team for all of your technical support, which is key when you're investing in a machine like this. And then lastly, they have a very in-depth marketing and business support for you so that you can launch this into your practice effectively, that you can get that ROI on it, that you can get the clinical outcomes. And they also have really good financing options if you need that. So go to kinasmedical.com, KINASmedical.com, mention MCM podcast and receive a free shockwave in practice book with a purchase of a unit. So that's kinasmedical.com, KINASmedical.com, and mention MCM podcast. Next is going to be health. Health margin prevents illness and supports recovery. As a chiropractor, you probably don't need me to talk about health margin and know what that is. You know what that is. You see it with your patients all the time when they don't have margin of health physically or mentally. Let's not even put it in the mental side. That's coming in the emotional capacity potentially there. But let's just put it in physical health, you know, and it's chronic pain. I mean, it's just, when you don't have margin of health, it's a real struggle. So I'm not going to dive too much into that, but if you feel like you need to improve that, I highly recommend it. And then the last one, you know, I was kind of back and forth on adding this one, but actually the more I thought about it, I thought it was great. And that is, this is my eighth one here. This is kind of the cherry on top, and that is the margin of leisure. Margin in leisure ensures you have, you know, time for hobbies, relaxation, activities that bring joy, you know, which kind of recharge you and prevent burnout. It's going to help, you know, with your creativity and mental health and just ultimately your sense of fulfillment outside of work and obligations. And I don't think we're doing enough of that in our life. And I hearken back to something like when I read a lot of history and, you know, you read back on some of the people from 100, 200 years ago on maybe the more affluent side of things or in positions of power and stuff like that. They spent a lot of time with leisure, even during crazy times. And they would be outside and they, you know, would play croquet or they would go on these long hikes or they would, I mean, they just had a lot of leisure time built into their days. And I don't think enough of us are doing that, even when we're in the grind of it. I see it a lot in my being in Boca Raton, Florida, which is a highly retired, there's a lot of different types of folks here and it's very well rounded, but we have a high retirement or snowbirds. And so especially here in the wintertime, I got a lot of people down here. I mean, they're living the life of leisure. Now they might be 70 years old. But why aren't we doing some leisure activities when we're 40 years old or 35 years old and things that you enjoy doing, whether it's running, rock climbing, golfing, exercising, just going for walks, or maybe it's playing with the kids. You know, I mean, it's just a million things you can do, but you should schedule that in and have some leisure into your life. And that will help prevent burnout. So just to kind of recap, eight, leisure, time, finances, energy, relationships, work, emotional capacity, and health. And this is going to be something that we are consistently working with our clients and making sure that they are doing as best as they can as it pertains to this. But at the same time, you know, very productive. You can work on all these and get better at this and still kill it in business and do well. And that's the thing that you have to do it. You can be high, like Gino Wickman says, you can, you know, you can be very ambitious, but have inner peace. And I think that's where this is finding that the margin in life and being very productive, but strategically. So I hope that was helpful to get you some insights and do a little bit of an audit on where you can improve on those eight. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to make the shift from busy, broke, and broken to time-free and cash-confident, or you just want to continue with the exponential growth, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com. Look at the MCM Mastery tab, watch the short video on there, and check out what we are doing now for evidence-informed chiropractors. We are equal parts coaching and marketing done for you. Yes, you shoot some videos, we help you with campaign strategies and ideas and really become a thought leader in your community. You shoot those videos, you send them to us, we produce, edit, and brand them to you. Then we distribute them through all of your channels. We also take them and we turn it into one good blog per month. And every other month, we have Darcy Sullivan producing a robust blog with a topic that you pick from her database to help with your SEO. So we essentially become your content marketing agency to make sure your practice is always having ethical, elegant content marketing to help grow your practice. On the coaching side, we also help you with everything from marketing ideas to business, communications, finances, anything practice growth, and really try to help prevent you from being stuck on that island. And we hold you accountable. We have a great group of doctors that are just doing amazing things. And we look forward to help you out to take that next step in your practice. So again, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com and learn more.